Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
Mark Twain visited this country back in 1896 and he said, "This country was made first and then heaven was made. And heaven was copied after this country." In this 100th episode of The Little Explorers, let's talk about this beautiful island nation of Mauritius. Yes, officially called the Republic of Mauritius, this nation lies in the Indian Ocean, about 2,000 kilometers off the southeast coast of African continent, exactly to the east of Madagascar. Its capital is Port Louis. Official languages of this country are English, French, Mauritian Creole, and the people living there are called Mauritians. Being an island country, it does not have direct borders with other countries, but it does have some islands that lie off the mainland Mauritius, and they are Rodrigues, Agalega, and Saint Brandon. There are some really interesting things about this intriguing country. This country has several islands which are of volcanic origin. Yes, and that also includes the main island of Mauritius. It's not very big. It's 28 miles wide and 40 miles long, mostly surrounded by coral reefs. It is a fascinating country. A lot of flora and fauna, which is rare, is found in this place. Apart from that, there is a blend of cultures. People of many ethnicities, many races, many origins live there. And the major ethnic group is Indo-Mauritians. Yes, the people who originated from our beloved country, India. Some people say that Arab sailors were the first to discover this island around 975 AD. It was then discovered by Portuguese sailors, finally was possessed by the Dutch around 1598, around 1715. The French came and occupied it. And in 1810, the island was taken over by the British and it became a British colony and attained its independence from the UK in 1968. Some very interesting things about this country are that there is a very distinct geological formation exactly in the southwestern part of Mauritius, which is one of the most popular attractions, and it is a place which has sand dunes. And these dunes comprise sands of seven distinct colors, which is famously called seven colored earths. The country has two UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One is Aprawasi Ghat, where the slaves from different parts of the world were brought, specially from India. And La Mor Brabant, a very iconic mountain, which is a very significant part of this country. Around the 18th and 19th century, this mountain became a refuge for those slaves who escaped and started living in the mountain and formed settlements there. Talking about its agriculture, sugarcane is grown on about 90% of the cultivated land area in Mauritius. And do you know that Mauritius is the only place where the now extinct bird species dodo was found? It was a type of pigeon, and this dodo inspired Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland and became one of the characters in his famous book. Mauritius remains one of the top tourist destinations that people love to go because of its beautiful beaches and friendly people. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. It has horizontal four bands, and thus it's also known as four bands. The top band is red in color, the second band is blue, third one is yellow, and the bottommost band is green in color. These bands have their own significance. Red color stands for struggle for independence, blue stands for the Indian Ocean, yellow represents the new light, and the green represents the agriculture. Also on the coat of arms is the Dodo, which proudly sits there. So that's the flag of Mauritius for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers.